The director of the McNider Art Museum, Edith Blanchard, is entering the place's most popular attraction.
We're walking into the Bill Baird World of Puppets, which we have two galleries dedicated just to all of Bill Baird's puppets.
She's talking about the Mason City High graduate who holds legendary status in the world of puppetry.
I'll start over here with The Sound of Music.
Remember the lonely goat herd number from that classic musical from the 1960s?
High on a hill was a lonely goat herd, lay, lay, lay.
We have the tiny little goats, which, you know, are furry and have bows in their head that are just adorable.
And that wasn't Julie Andrews and the Von Trapp kids maneuvering the marionettes in the film. It was Bill Baird and his wife Cora. Baird was a pop icon during the middle decades of the 20th century. He appeared frequently on TV shows hosted by Ed Sullivan, Jack Parr, and Sid Caesar. He developed at least 3,000 puppet characters, including the lovable lion Charlemagne, who once teamed with a young newscaster named Walter Cronkite. He inspired a generation of puppeteers, including Muppet creator Jim Henson. The director of the McNider at the time the museum began collecting Baird's work in 1980 was Richard Leet.
He was a cartoonist. He was a painter. He was, you know, he could sing, he could act, built puppets. He was a genius.
Leet says it didn't take long for the McNider board to decide Baird's puppets and marionettes belonged in an art museum. The woman who replaced Cora in Baird's puppet theater after she died, Olga Felgemacher, says his artistry set him apart from other puppeteers.
He raised the bar, you know, from just little humble, lumpy things. You know, his things were always beautifully designed and sculpted and carved.
Another former member of the Baird troupe says the puppeteer had one lament. Marty Robinson, who has been in the cast of Sesame Street for 30 years, says Baird always envied the stardom obtained by one rival puppet from the early days of TV.
He would get a little grumbly sometimes, talking about Huddy Doody, because Huddy Doody was just a, you know, phenomenal star, and he frankly didn't care much for the way it was performed.
Robinson says it bothered Baird that the person operating Howdy was not also providing the voice. The McNider has recently restored and transferred to DVD its collection of film and video of Bill Baird at work. They run on a continuous loop in a screening room, giving museum visitors the chance to see Baird's characters in motion. They can also watch a piece of TV history as Bill and Cora talk with Edward R. Murrow on the 1952 news program Person to Person.
Do you have any advice for budding puppeteers? If I wanted to become a puppeteer, what would I have to do?
Well, you'd have to stick at it very, very tenaciously, I should say. It isn't any job for a dilettante. I'd say also it might be a good idea to learn to dance and sing. And we have a lot of young ones coming around here all the time, every day, to visit. And I always say that it's something like a disease. Once you get it, it's very hard to get rid of.
Murrow, the gruff, no-nonsense newsman, grins like a kid as he watches Bill and Cora maneuver the marionettes. And you will, too, when you enter the whimsical world of Bill Baird's puppets at the McNider Art Museum. In Mason City, I'm Rob Dillard, Iowa Public Radio News.